AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in fighting in northern Gaza. Karen Shama has details.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the Israelis had committed to announcing each four-hour window at least 3 hours in advance.
We think that pauses can be useful in the safe passage for hostages, so should a release be secured. But as I said at the top, they're also useful for a number of other purposes, to get aid in and get it distributed within a localized area over a discrete period of time, as well as helping innocent Palestinians move out of harm's way.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge has upheld the Biden administration's approval of the Willow oil drilling project on Alaska's remote North Slope. And the Justice Department and a civil rights group have filed legal notices they intend to appeal a federal judge's immigration ruling. Norman Hall has more.
The appeal seeks to overturn the ruling of a Houston federal judge against a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. The judge ruled in favor of Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. The federal policy was first created by the Obama administration. The lower court ruling said the executive branch overstepped its authority in creating the program and that it was up to Congress to take action on the issue. The appeal process is expected to take months before a decision is rendered. I'm Norman Hall.
The FBI and the Postal Service are investigating who sent suspicious letters, including some containing fentanyl, to local election offices in at least five states this week. Claims for jobless benefits down last week, and mortgage rates also edged lower, a 30-year now averaging 7.5%. A down day for stocks, the S&P off 0.8%. This is AP News. The last 12 months were the hottest ever recorded. Rita Foley has the latest.
Okay, you know things are weird, right? That's what climate scientist Andrew Pershing says.
I think the thing that really came screaming out of the data this year was that nobody is safe.
He's with Climate Central, the science research group that produced this report.
Everybody was experiencing unusual climate-driven heat at some point during the year. It really was, you know, very hard to escape this year.
The average global temperature was 2.3 degrees Fahrenheit higher than the pre-industrial climate. Scientists blame us humans.
They don't connect the dots back to, you know, the fact that, you know, we're still burning coal, oil, and natural gas.
And other fossil fuels that release gases like carbon dioxide that warm the planet. I'm Rita Foley.
Thanks, Rita. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.